Pacific Beat.
Now, the man at the center of Micronesia's breakaway from the Pacific Islands Forum says there is no easy way back. But while the five countries may have left the regional body, they haven't left the Pacific. Marshall Islands Ambassador to the United States, Gerald Zakias, was Micronesia's candidate in the recent election for the post of Forum Secretary General. When he was defeated by former Cook Islands Prime Minister Henry Puna by a single vote, the Micronesian bloc carried out their threat to walk, arguing that a gentleman's agreement to appoint Mr. Zakias had been broken. But addressing a webinar organised by Georgetown University and the Centre for Pacific Island Studies at the University of Hawaii, Mr. Zakias said there's much more to Paxit than just a spat over a key position. Richard Hewitt has been listening to what Mr. Zakias had to say. So, Richard, did Gerald Zakias come out fighting for the Micronesians?
Well, let's put it this way. Mr. Zakios is a diplomat, so that's exactly how he behaved in a diplomatic fashion. Very measured, very polite. The first thing he did was to congratulate Henry Puna on winning the election for Forum Secretary General and characterised his own position as having fought a good fight. He used a biblical quote to illustrate that. Other speakers in the webinar suggested the Secretary General's term of office should be halved to 3 years from six to open up the way for more frequent rotations, something which the Micronesians have been asking for. But Mr. Zakios says the problems within the Forum run much deeper than that, and the withdrawal might actually have done the organisation a favour.
I don't think it should be seen as weakening the PIF. Rather, the Micronesian sub-region's decision to withdraw was to the core of what needs to be addressed, not only of the election process, but on the whole of the important reform that requires to be done to the structure of this so that every membership and every participation should be equal.
Now, the fear in many quarters is that Micronesia's withdrawal from PIF could do irreparable damage to Pacific regionalism. Is that a concern for Gerald Zakias?
Well, we know that the Micronesians will continue to be involved in every other Pacific body except the Forum, so there will clearly still be a strong connection. And Mr. Zakios' advice is for the peak body to recognise what it's actually there for and who its members are. Small is beautiful, if you like. And for that reason, he argues the Forum should focus on giving all members a strong voice rather than trying to make the organisation itself look bigger in the eyes of the rest of the world.
It is best to capitalise on the inherent advantages and priorities which small island nations offer, and not to compete with heavy political infrastructures elsewhere. We are not the European Union and should not try to be. Our path must be ours alone.
Now, before confirming their decision to bail out of the Forum, the Micronesian leaders reminded their Melanesian and Polynesian counterparts that there had been plenty of warning. And I think Mr. Zakias was at pains to illustrate the frustrations the Micronesian nations have had to put up with.
Yeah, I'd characterise it as a north-south divide, with the South Pacific holding sway over the North. It was pointed out that even after the Forum was formed 50 years or so ago now, it was some time before the word South was dropped from its title. Mr. Zakios hinted at patronising attitudes from the South Pacific nations, which would often come to a head at the Forum's HQ in Suva. It was almost, Mr. Zakios said, as if the Micronesian countries were on a different planet rather than simply in a different part of the Pacific.
Our cumulative frustration might be best expressed by a colleague ambassador of mine from our sub-region who was once posted in Suva, who oftentimes would occasionally offer to host regional meetings in our Micronesian sub-region. The offers were met by others with a quizzical question of, how do we get there? The ambassador would respond, well, how did I get here? These are challenges. And when you can't see your own voice or role within an organization deemed to represent you, and an institution which may seem disinterested in pursuing much needed structural change, well, past a certain point, it is difficult to continue that relationship with an honest fix.
So what did Gerald Zakias have to say about how the Micronesian Five will conduct themselves in the future? How will they interact with the Pacific nations that they've left behind?
Well, the Micronesian leaders have certainly continued to stress that while they're leaving the Forum or in the process of leaving the Forum, they're not leaving anything else. So the intention is to remain very much part of SPC, the Pacific Community, for example, also the Forum Fisheries Agency, which is critical to so many, if not all, the Pacific Island nations. Mr. Zakios is quick to point out that the intention is not to cut themselves off from the rest of the Pacific. In fact, quite the opposite, because he says there will be opportunities for dialogue. And through that dialogue, the hope is the remaining forum members will get a better understanding of why the Micronesian bloc feel the way they do.
Make no mistake, leaving the institution does not mean we left the Pacific. Our islands haven't moved. We remain where we were before on the map. So we are open to engaging in diplomatic dialogue, so others in the region and beyond can better understand our reasoning. Maybe there are platforms for joint statements or cooperation, as well as engagement with international partners. That just doesn't include the forum in its present form.
So for now, at least, the process of withdrawal has begun. And by the end of the year, the Pacific Islands Forum is expected to have five fewer members. Can that process be reversed? Is there a way back?
Well, if you look at what happened with Brexit in the UK, which dragged on longer than War and Peace, our own Pacific version Paxit may have some way to run yet. We'll just have to wait and see. Mr. Zakios certainly made a point of highlighting Australia and New Zealand's role in all this and suggested that any promise of aid or trade deals was not guaranteed to be enticing. He drew attention instead to the question of regional security and suggested that that needs to be a future focus.
The view of Australia and New Zealand and their relationship to the Pacific has been at times an imperfect match for our sub-region. Economic integration is less attractive to our other underdeveloped and structurally challenged economies. It is important to note that none of the five North Micronesian nations have national standing armies. So in many ways, our closest perspective on the region and its relationship might be driven far more by security than trade.
So that's the suggestion from Gerald Zakios. The question now is, will Australia, New Zealand and the remaining members of the Pacific Islands Forum pick it up and run with it?